It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM. I'm John Moe. Hurricane season is right around the corner, and the Federal Communications Commission is studying a plan to deploy emergency phone equipment in the air. Using drone planes, weather balloons, and blimps, the FCC wants to effectively create floating cell phone towers. That way, people could call to get rescued, call to get help, aid workers could coordinate efforts. When Hurricane Katrina hit in 2005, people in Biloxi, Mississippi found it was hard to call for help or check on relatives when the phone service was unreliable.
Oh, my phone's just came on, but it's acting up. I'm at my mom's, but I'm trying to get in touch with my son.
Their numbers is down just like everybody else.
Phone numbers. In the last couple of days, phone numbers were almost like, you got to be kidding. Phone numbers?
Right.
We can't dial.
The FCC has studied natural disasters and what happens to communications when those disasters occur. Jennifer Manor is with the FCC Public Safety and Homeland Security Bureau.
What we found is during the first 72 hours after a major disaster such as a hurricane, the communications devices that public safety and consumers use on a day-to-day basis, like your cell phone, may not be available because the land-based communications facilities may be down.
If it works, the plan could save lives. Manor is hopeful that it will work, although she says there's a lot still to be done.
It's been used overseas by the U.S. military, but there's never been a comprehensive examination by the FCC on how to whether this technology should be enabled, and if so, how.
One of the challenges is how the people launching these things get power. John Villasenor is a professor of electrical engineering at UCLA and a fellow at the Brookings Institution.
If a real disaster strikes and the traffic lights are out and the gas stations can't pump gas because the electricity is out and these people can't physically get to their locations to launch these things, then obviously the system would break down. So clearly there you'd want to do a lot of testing.
Power could be an issue for people on the ground seeking help as well.
Your mobile phone wouldn't necessarily hold a charge if you tried to use it for a longer time. And also, of course, these systems wouldn't have nearly the capacity of our current system. So if everybody is trying to get on them, then obviously there would be a capacity problem. So I think there are some challenges. But it's still a good thing that they're pursuing. It makes sense to look at.
John Villasenor from UCLA and Brookings. Elvis Presley is back. Kinda. What's called a virtual hologram of the king, really a mirror projection image, is being made for concerts and TV appearances. Here to discuss it, and I'm not sure how we booked him, is Elvis. King, it's got to be nice for you to be in public again.
I'll be just so lonely, I could die.
I bet, but why are you doing this comeback now?
It's now or never.
I guess so. A projection of Tupac Shakur appeared at a music festival a few weeks ago, got a lot of buzz, so, you know, strike while the iron's hot, but I don't know, isn't this kind of gimmicky?
Don't be cruel to who heart is true.
I'm not trying to be cruel, but Elvis, you know, I gotta say, it doesn't sound like you're fully committed to this comeback.
Shall I come back again?
Look, that's for you to decide, Digital King. We love you no matter what. You just need to think about how you're pursuing your goals.
My aim is true.
Well, that's good to know. Wait, where did the other Elvis go? Thanks to American Radio Works for production help. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
Marketplace Tech Report is supported by Carbonite, providing automatic online backup for small businesses. Cloud-based solution designed to allow remote access to backed up files. Learn more at Carbonite.com. And by Barnes & Noble, maker of Nook Simple Touch with Glow Light, designed for reading with the lights on or off. Available at Barnes & Noble stores or Nook.com.
Hey there, I'm Bridget, co-host of Million Bazillion, Marketplace's podcast for kids about money. I want to tell you about our email newsletter course, Million Bazillion Academy. In this new and improved course, we'll help your kids learn about crypto, credit cards, and inflation in just 6 weeks. Each lesson comes with a podcast episode, a fun cartoon, discussion questions, and an activity that lets kids apply what they're learning in the real world. You can start at any time and work at your own pace. Sign up today at marketplace.org/academy.